Hello and welcome to the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. I'm so excited that you've joined me today. I cannot believe that I'm actually going to talk about COVID in my podcast. I said I wasn't, but I am going to. So please join me as I discuss what our family has gone through and good apologies for being absent for almost a month now as we have dealt with COVID through our house.
Well, guys, it has been quite a while since I have done an episode. So I just want to apologize because honestly, right after I started the podcast, of course, life happens and it would not be complete without something like that happening in my life. So we actually ended up getting COVID in our home and it spread one person at a time, essentially. So it took a long time to heal. And then we were hit with the holidays. So I just wanted to say that I'm sorry for not getting on here, kind of giving any updates. I just really wanted to focus on my health and my family's health and come back to the podcast and the blog. And interestingly, I told myself I would not put my podcast and blog about COVID. But since we are here, I do want to share our experiences. Because I do think that it's important to hear different experiences. I find that both sides to be so full of some lies and some fear. And I'm just hoping to be a beacon of truth and hope and just to share what we have gone through. Some of you may not like what I have to say, and that's okay. This is our story and our experiences. So please remember, I am not a doctor. I am not your doctor, and I'm not telling you what to do. I am just sharing what we have done, and you should seek your doctor or other medical advice before trying anything new or taking these implements. Just a little legal stuff there. Okay, so I think I'm just going to go, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about my one person at a time. And throughout that, you're going to get a little bit different information. And I will be posting links down in my show notes and on my blog if you want to refer back to those studies and to those links. So let's start with who got it first, who brought it to a home. And it's usually really hard to figure out who brings a virus, where you catch a virus from, right? And what I have found out through our doctor that we're working with, which is a COVID expert doctor, is that it's actually not as easy to pick up COVID as they were kind of putting it out there, or they are kind of putting it out there. So he was saying that you have to be face to face with somebody for at least an hour to 3 hours before you actually get the virus. And that was particularly true with my daughter. So let's start with my 13-year-old daughter. She was the first one to get sick, and it lasted for about 3 days of actually just feeling horrible. So she is not used to being sick at all. Like, she doesn't do well with being sick. She is very, very healthy, kind of like my husband, who just seems to dodge all of the sicknesses and viruses that will go through our home. And I just figured she's not feeling very well. And it probably was just like an allergy or maybe a mild winter cold. So it started on Wednesday. She started complaining of bad headaches. And unfortunately, she gets a lot of headaches and migraines with her dyslexia. I don't know if you are similar with your dyslexia, if you get a lot of headaches and a lot of migraines, but you know that it could be horrible. So we did our normal headache routine. We have her go to the bedroom and she has blackout curtains. It's really dark, no light, no sound. We use essential oils and I carry this essential oil blend with me if we're out and about. And normally her migraine or headache is gone pretty quickly. After about an hour, she didn't come downstairs from her bedroom. So I went to go check on her. Often she will just draw. She loves to draw. She's my little artist. And I went upstairs and lights and everything were off. And I went to go check on her. And I realized at that point in time, this was not a normal headache. She just was not feeling well. And we just went ahead and decided to start treating her holistically. We started off, like all illnesses, with a very good dose of vitamin C, zinc, bone broth, my immunity tea blend that I make, and On Guard essential oils. I found that someone close to us actually tested positive for COVID, and so we started Dr. Shaiva's COVID protocol. I have linked that below. And it's just a combination of vitamin A, D, C, and iodine, depending on your severity. He breaks it up in like four groups, depending on where you're at on that. And I also supported her with my immunity tea blend. I usually base this on the different needs or the virus that I'm making. I have well over 150 different herbs that I either grown or I've wildcrafted. And some of them I did have to buy, but not many. So for this tea blend, I use peppermint, ginger, dandelion, elderberry, sage, tulsi, turmeric, cinnamon, and bitter melon. Now, I will talk about bitter melon in our next episode with my son. And I also gave her fire cider if she could tolerate it. She really had some issues really wanting to drink. She just wanted to sleep. And I just really was making sure I was pushing those fluids. But I do want to talk about one ingredient, vitamin D. So here's a little information about D3. And I know that there are some controversies about that vitamin that comes from the sun. About 50% of the world's population is actually vitamin D deficient. And vitamin D is found in very few foods naturally, but they are found in fatty fish like salmon and fish liver oils. And its teammate, K, it is an important fat-soluble vitamin that helps, really helps the absorption with vitamin D. There are several forms of vitamin K that exist, which are primarily found K1 in green vegetables, and K2 is found in meat, eggs, or natto. So that's a soy fermented product. And depending on which supplement you buy, just be aware of that if you are a vegetarian or you're a vegan. And the one controversy that keeps coming up about vitamin D is that it can mess up with your hormones. While we don't usually take a large amount of vitamin D, and we do spend a lot of time out in the sun and we do try to eat healthy, I'm not particularly worried about that at that time, especially because we do get labs and we don't use vitamin D on a normal basis. So that's why I use it for my family. But definitely check out vitamin D. It can be linked, the deficiencies can be linked to autoimmune and a lot of other problems, depression. And it's definitely a good if your doctor does your blood work and see that it is a deficiency in your body. I always recommend people going out and spending lots of time in the sun and being exposed to the sun. We in the United States will slather lots of sunscreen on, put lots and lots of clothes on, and that actually takes away the absorption because it's not going to us. So just be mindful about if you're going to go out in the sun. You take care of your skin, of course, if you need to put on sunscreen, but definitely try to allow some of that vitamin D to get through. Outside of those vitamins and herbs, I definitely made sure she rested, but that was not hard to do. All she wanted to do for about 3 days was to sleep. And I think there was one day that she just was really kind of cryy, because she was so achy. Other than that, I really, really stressed the fluids because she just didn't want to eat or drink. She just really wanted to sleep, which that is all great. Like, I am all for rest. And what I did was I just made sure she drank a lot of lemon water, teas, broth. And I also had some popsicles to help soothe her sore throat. She did have a little bit of a sore throat and just kind of supported her in that way. So she didn't run a fever and she didn't have any issues after 3 days of just not feeling well. She did have some post-nasal drainage after not feeling well, and she didn't really have any issues breathing or any big major issues. It was really just for 3 days, she really didn't feel well, and that was the major point of that. Overall, she recovered very quickly, which is very normal for this age, and it's what is expected. So that is just my daughter's story. And she, again, is 13. She's overall very healthy. And we do not vaccinate. She did not get the vaccine. If you're curious if that was part of that. And I'm going to go into more in depth on why we have decided to opt out for that. If you're interested, you could definitely head over to that. And I will definitely put those links down below. So I am curious, have you had COVID? What was your experience? Was it over quickly? Did you even know you had it? I've known many people who didn't even know they had it. Like, it was so mild, but their family member had it, so they knew they had it, essentially. Or was it more severe? So I think you guys are going to be a little surprised on some of the next episodes, because it's not probably what you are expecting. So definitely be sure to subscribe and catch the next episode. I hope you guys have a fantastic day, and I will talk to you guys very soon.